Your name?
Ramiro Acosta.
Ramiro Acosta, as we stand on Georgia Avenue, we're standing where used to be Bruce Monroe, was it middle school?
Elementary
school. And you were a teacher there?
I started as an assistant. Then I become the parent teacher, the parent coordinator, and then become a teacher, yes. So I was teaching here for some years.
And now it's no longer a building, it's a pile of rubble.
It's a pile of rubble, and it is sad because as I see that mountain of pebbles there, that when I used to teach as well. That when the community used to come and gather to learn, not only students, because we have a strong parental involvement in which they meet every Tuesday morning for breakfast, a working breakfast, what they call it. We used to have English classes from African Americans and the immigrants, the Latinos who wanted to learn English. We have training for parents, for students, Saturday program, things like that in this Bruce Monroe. But it's no longer there. The sad part is that it was demolished with the promise to be rebuilt. But now they're saying because the economy is bad, the deal was that the city will kind of put the land with a partnership with a developer, and then the developer will build the school, build commercial around here, and you know, but they have to put the money for the school. The city will put the land, I guess, and some taxes break or something like that. But they're saying that because of the economy is not doing good, any developer want to do it. But I don't know how, you know that if you haven't put the paperwork out. The RFP, I think that's the name of how you put a proposal to attract developers, yes or no. We haven't seen any. So can you tell me that, nobody wants to bid on it if we haven't put any paper out? So then we move to another school that is an older school, 100 years old school, because it was built in the 1900s, with the promise of being back here in the year 2011, which is next year. And they took forever to demolish, and now they are telling us that there is no money to rebuild the school. So that's what we're here, fighting for what we were promised. Our children need the school, the community needs the school, and we want the school to be here. Many people are walking, they are using the bus to go back and forth from here, all Bruce Monroe to Bruce Monroe at Parkview, which is like 6 or 7 blocks from here. But can you imagine busing all the time, waiting for the bus? If you miss the bus, then you have to walk in this cold weather. When it is too hot, how do you do it? You know, like this winter, it was so hard. Many of the families with strollers, they used, continue to walk over there. So there is no other way to do it.
Ramiro Acosta, if I heard you right, the building that the Bruce Monroe has moved to, Parkview, you've combined two schools, Parkview and Bruce Monroe, is in fact an older building than Bruce Monroe was?
It is older because that was built in the 1900s. Bruce Monroe here was built in 1977, I think. So it was a better building in terms of the facility, even though we didn't have walls, we didn't have partition in the classroom. But fighting with the parents, we were able to get the school district to build walls in one of the parts. You know how, I don't know if you are familiar with the building, but it was built in parts, like sections. So there were money for one section only. Brand new, everything was nice. New furniture, I think that they spent like about $1 million or more, maybe $1 or $2 million for rebuilding that part alone. And also Target gave us a $1 million library, brand new library. When they move us out of here, they didn't care about
it. I have to say, standing here on Georgia Avenue overlooking this now rubble, this is a beautiful view and a beautiful piece of land. And you can get the sense that a developer would really want to be here.
I think so. And if the developer, for whatever reason, you know, the economy may not be that good, but DC is DC, the nation's capital. And people want to come here and want to live here. This area is developing and redeveloping, you know, being gentrified. So why not improve, use this beautiful piece of land to build a partnership? Build a school, build housing, you know, affordable housing. If the city doesn't have the money, I understand that, but they can do more. They can partnership with, you know, the housing authority, get money to build affordable houses, get money from Congress, or get, you know, loans, or give tax breaks for the developers so they build our school and build some commercial if they need it, and build whatever is necessary, you know, to make the deal work. They did it with Oyster. But maybe because Oyster is on the other side of the park, they were able to get it because whatever reason, you know, more people and maybe the community have more power and more contacts than that.
What's been the effect on the students?
Moving from here to Broome Monroe.
To Parkview.
From Broome Monroe to Parkview, I'm sorry. You have to walk. You have to get up earlier than if you are in your neighbor's school. If you miss the bus, as I said before, you're late. And you have to walk, so you're even late. So you miss your instruction. Now, the two communities were different. Our school was getting improved and improved every year. Parkview was not really a good school because it was not having the support that they needed. So by combining our two schools, the test scores were different. And now we are being measured for what we produce. But, you know, it's like having a family. You have members of your family that you help and groom from since you are little, but then you have teenagers that are not, you know, well behaved. This is to say that students at Parkview were doing less, not that good in the testing, and our students at Broome Monroe were doing improving every year. So we have to work with those students that were in disadvantage, not having the support. So that pays a toll to the students. For me, as a teacher, I have to work harder, and for the students, I have to work harder also, because we were promised not that we were not being close. So we focus on teaching, we focus on doing that. But now students know that they're going to be moved from here to there. They're going to lose the school. So they worry about, you know, and for you to be worrying about, oh, my school is going to be demolished, we're going to move from here to there, you cannot focus on learning. You're learning, but you know, you don't have the money to pay your rent, and you're taking a class, you worry about that. I don't think that you learn the same as if you have peace of mind, you know, your belly's full, you're well, you know, sleeping well, that you learn more. But that's the bigger impact, you know, moving from one place to another, having to commute, school, my buses, walk.
Ramiro Acosta, you mentioned in your 12 years at Broome Monroe, the demographics changed?
Yes, a lot. When I came here in 1998, August, the school population, I think it was about 300, and out of the 300 students, 10% were Latinos. The rest of them were African Americans. So, and then the area started to change. More Latinos came to the area. And then our principal, Dr. Marta Palacio, came, and we improved the school by having the dual language program, teaching English and Spanish to all students. So many Latinos saw that as an advantage, and they would like to see more of that. So the population started changing. We grew from 10% to a 30%, 50% to become 65% of the population being Latino, 1% being other, meaning African or Asian, and the rest were African American, the rest of them.
Lastly, Ramiro Acosta, when you look at this rubble at a school that you spent 12 years working at, how do you feel?
I have double feelings. because I see a building that didn't have walls for school, for our teachers to teach, our students to learn. With the promise that you're going to build a brand new school, that's good for me. I'm happy for that. But when you tell me we're going to demolish your building, and then later on say, oh, I'm sorry, we don't have the money, that's terrible, you know, because you don't have neither or. You don't have your old building, and you're not going to have the new building. So it's double feeling. I don't attach to the bricks. I attach to what it represents. Broad Monroe, this building represents a community. African Americans, Latinos working together besides the differences between the two communities. We were able to work among, you know, problems between the two communities. African Americans and Latinos are not always communities that work together. They see each other in a different way. So we were able to work on that. We were able to put the two communities together, you know, start, you know, looking from distance, but not really getting involved. So difference, like, I don't speak your language, you don't speak my language, so we don't have nothing in common. But bottom line is that we do. These families struggle the same. African American, it doesn't matter who you are, what color you are. You struggle. You have to pay your rent. You have to have two or three jobs to make ends meet. You are a single mother fighting for your child. You are a single father raising two or three children. Your job is not that good. Or maybe you don't even have a job. You live in a shelter. Many of our students come to school, and that's home for them. I'm now the after-school coordinator at this moment. And I have to, you know, send walkers home. They don't want to walk home. They want to stay longer in our school because they feel comfortable. They like to be in school. They feel protected. They feel loved. And that's what we build here in this all pieces of pebbles that you see. We built a community, as we told Ree and Fenty. You cannot move us from here like you move a ton of chairs or furniture. We are a community. We are human beings. If you want to move us over there just because it's better for the budget or this or that, that's not how it works. That's not how it works. So after working so hard for our school, and then they promised to build one, and now they say because the economy is bad, they don't have $30 million for a new school, maybe 40, but we have billions and billions to bail out big companies that did wrong. They look for the, you know, for what they did. But what have we done? Trying to improve our community, trying to teach these students the future of this country, to be a better person, to grow up, to be a good citizen, to get educated, to develop your community, be more accepting for diversity. I think that's reality, I guess. But that's what we're here for, to fight, continue to fight, and we will not stop until we get our school, hopefully. But we need help. We need help from whoever is there, the media, the newspapers, the radio, the TV channels, philanthropists, anybody with money, anybody with political power. We need help. I'm an educator, I'm a teacher, I'm not a politician. I don't know how to run a campaign. I don't know how to, you know, I'm just trying to do my best to move the community and to get our school as they promised.
Thank you, Ramiro Costa.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.